But the bodhicitta is not included in the five skandhas, the five aggregates, the five heaps. So what does this mean? The five skandhas comprise all that is phenomenal, all that is conditioned, all that is of this world. So when we say that the bodhicitta is not included in the five skandhas, it means that it is something altogether out of this world, something transcendental, certainly not a thought, certainly not a volition, but something out of this world, something, as I've said, transcendental, not a thought, not an idea, not a concept, but, if we must use words at all, a profound spiritual, read transcendental, experience, an experience which orients, which reorients our whole existence, our entire being, our total nature. Perhaps I can make this rather obscure matter clearer with the help of a comparison, and it's only a comparison, from the Christian tradition. You can imagine someone in a Christian context talking about thinking of God. Now, when you talk about thinking of God, even if you're a pious church-going person, it doesn't mean very much, does it? You just think about God. You wouldn't describe that as a spiritual experience or anything like that. You might think of God as a beautiful old gentleman seated in the clouds, or you might think of God as pure being, knowledge, wisdom, and so on. But thinking about God would just be thinking about God. So not a very profound sort of experience. But suppose then you think in terms of, or you speak of, the descent of the Holy Ghost, or the descent of the Holy Spirit. This would be a very different thing indeed. Thinking about God is one thing, but having the Holy Spirit descend upon you and into you, so that you're filled by the Holy Spirit, this is a quite different sort of thing. So it's just the same in the case of thinking about enlightenment, or the thought of enlightenment on the one hand, just something mental, intellectual, and the actual arising of the bodhicitta on the other. If the thought of enlightenment is analogous to thinking about God, the arising, the awakening of the bodhicitta, the bodhi heart, is analogous to the descent upon you in full force, as it were, of the Holy Spirit. Now this comparison is just for the purpose of illustration, if possible, illumination. There's no question of equating these two different sets of doctrinal and spiritual concepts. I'm concerned only to try to make clear the nature of the difference between these two things. That the bodhicitta is not just a thought, not just an idea about enlightenment, but a profound spiritual experience, even a profound spiritual transcendental entity, if you like.